السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، وعلى سيدي ومولاي الإمام أبي عبد الله الحسين، وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه وأنصاره جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The Umayyad dynasty did not only physically murder Imam Hussein عليه السلام. Their main goal was the character assassination of Imam Hussein and his family. And therefore, after committing this tragic crime and the heinous crime of murdering the grandson of the Prophet on the day of the 10th of Muharram Ashura, year 61, in the land of Karbala, after that they tried their best to distort and disfigure the image of Imam Hussein and his reputation, after disfiguring his body, decapitating his body, severing his head from his body, separating his head and the heads of his companions from their bodies. They went on a campaign of disfiguring and dismembering the character of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And therefore, they said, خرج على إمام زمانه وقتل بسيف جده. Someone like Abu Bakr ibn al-Arabi in his book Al-Awasim min al-Qawasim, he says Imam Hussein, he says Yazid is Imam زمانه وخليفة الله في أرضه. He was the caliph, legitimate caliph. وخروج الحسين عليه, the revolution of Imam Hussein against him, غير مشروع. It's illegitimate for Hussein to have risen against Yazid. Ibn Taymiyyah, Muhammad ibn Abd al-Halim, in his book Minhaj al-Sunnah, he praises Yazid. He says Yazid did not order the killing of Imam Hussein. لم يأمر بقتله ولم يظهر الرضا به. He was not even happy with the murder of Hussein. ولن تصر ممن قتله. ورأس الحسين was not carried. The head of Imam Hussein was not carried. Never was carried to Yazid ibn Muawiyah in Damascus. It was carried to Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. But he forgot that Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad himself, he didn't forget, of course. He ignores that Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad himself says, وَأَمَرَنِي أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَزِيدُ أَنْ أُخْرِجَكُمْ إِلَى حَرْبِهِ حَرْبِ عَدُوِّهِ الْحُسَيْنِ فَاسْمَعُوا لَهُ وَأَطِيعُوا. Ibn Ziyad himself, Ubaydullah, the governor of Kufa, he's telling the people of Kufa, I have been ordered by Amir al-Mu'mineen Yazid ibn Muawiyah that I take you and dispatch you to the fight against Imam Hussein. So you have to listen to your commander of faithfuls, Yazid ibn Muawiyah. See how history is being twisted and the facts are being changed. And therefore, they said Imam Hussein was wrong when he rose against Yazid. He shouldn't have done that. And then after that, they said his ziyara is bid'ah, an ovation. You should not go and visit his shrine. Forgetting that the Prophet himself used to visit the graves of the martyrs in Uhud and also in Baqi'. The Prophet himself, this is the Sunnah of the Prophet. And then they tried to demolish, and they did demolish during the Abbasid time, the grave of Imam Hussein several times by Harun, by Mutawakkil, and other caliphs. And then they come and they say, we should not defame Yazid because Yazid is mu'min. One of them is Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Can you imagine? Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he said, we should not curse Yazid because the Prophet said, لَعْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ كَقَتْلِهِ. When you curse a believer, then as if you are murdering that believer. So he considers Yazid to be a believer, mu'min. His son, Salih, the son of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, was challenging his father. His son said to him, you don't curse Yazid? He said, have you seen me cursing any person? Because God is not okay with that. But the son said to him, father, look at what God says. And he brings a verse from chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, verse 22. فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمَ اللَّهُ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. God cursed them and made them blind, deaf, and blinding their sight. God is the one who did la'an. And those are Muslims, not disbelievers. Because God says about them, رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ نَظَرَ الْمَخْشِيِّ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ فَأَوْلَى لَهُمْ طَاعَةٌ وَقَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ فَإِذَا عَزَمَ الْأَمْرُ فَلَوْ صَدَقُوا اللَّهَ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. Those were companions of the Prophet. But God says those have disease in their heart. Their hearts and their minds are diseased. So God is cursing them. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمْ. Those are the people that God has cursed them and made them deaf. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. And blinded their sight. Not the physical sight, but the spiritual sight. So when Salih, the son of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, read this verse to his father, history says, فَأَمْسَكَ الْإِمَامُ أَحْمَدُ عَنِ الْجَوَابِ. He had no answer to give. And then they started praising Bani Umayyah. Those are conquerors. They did a huge service to Islam. Islam was expanded. One of them is again Ibn Taymiyyah. He speaks highly of Bani Umayyah, that Islam was dignified. فَإِنَّ بَنِي أُمَيَّةِ. This is his book. This is volume number 4. Volume number 4. Page 319. فَإِنَّ بَنِي أُمَيَّةَ تَتَوَلَّوْا عَلَى جَمِيعِ أَرْضِ الْإِسْلَامِ. They had the control of the entire Islamic territory under their control. وَكَانَتِ الدَّوْلَةُ فِي زَمَنِهِمْ عَزِيزَةً. Islam was dignified during the time of Bani Umayyah. Dignified through what? Through rape, torture, bloodshed, starvation, dictatorship, monopoly over the wealth of the ummah, the fabrications of hadith. Dignified through what? How Islam was dignified? Is Islam dignified through dictatorship? Through tyranny? But this is politics, my friends. Creeped into the Islamic history through some people who did not fear God, through some people that God says about them in his book, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى. You give a preference to this life over the hereafter. If we fear God, we have to be objective. We have to read the history with open-mindedness and don't accuse Imam Hussein of being wrong. If he's wrong, If someone is wrong, he's not going to go to paradise. And the entire Muslim community, the entire Muslim ummah, unanimously have consensus that the Prophet said about Hassan and Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Ahl al-Jannah. Those are the masters of the youth of paradise. If Imam Hussein was wrong, he should be banned from going to paradise. How come his grandfather says, Husaynun minni wa ana min Husayn? It's in Sahih al-Bukhari. Husaynun minni, he's of me and I am of him. Ahabba Allah man ahabba Husayna. So he's wrong. And then you call this guy Shaykh al-Islam, someone who hates Imam Hussein and hates Ali ibn Abi Talib. Someone who says in his book that Ali ibn Abi Talib and Fatima al-Zahra, the Prophet came to wake them up for the morning prayers, they didn't pray. They didn't pray. It is in his book. Can you believe such things? There are several chapters in our book. When you read them, one of them, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا in Surah Ibrahim alayhi salam, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا وَأَحَلُّوا قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ جَهَنَّمَ يَصْلَوْنَهَا وَبِئْسَ الْقَرَارِ 28. Those are Bani Umayyah. بَدَّلُوا نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا وَأَحَلُّوا قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ جَهَنَّمَ يَصْلَوْنَهَا وَبِئْسَ الْقَرَارِ. They exchanged the blessings of their Lord for ingratitude. And they caused their people to dwell in the abode of perdition. وَأَحَلُّوا قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ. And suffices for us the book of God. We follow this book, which is full of the truth. We don't follow someone who works for the governments, who is an agent of governments, who has asabiyya in his heart, asabiyya. He has bias, he has a prejudice, he has discrimination. And he follows after his leaders, Bani Umayyah. What are the accomplishments of Bani Umayyah? And why Imam Hussein was adamant to fight this corrupt regime? Number one, it was a racist regime, the regime of Bani Umayyah, an apartheid regime, a biased regime, discriminatory regime that puts the Arab first and then the rest second. They did not even acknowledge the non-Arabs. Muawiyah was the first one who would favor the Arabs and put them above the non-Arabs. Contrary to the spirit of this book, where God says in chapter 49, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Contrary to the hadith of the Prophet, لَا فَضَّ لِعَرَبِيٍ عَلَىٰ أَعْجَمِينَ إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى. Now, in the West, in America, in Canada, in Europe, there is a huge movement, anti-racism movement. You know who created racism in Islam? Bani Umayyah, Abu Sufyan, his son Muawiyah, Bani al-Marwan. Those people founded, the first founders of racism and discrimination and bias and a prejudice and a class system in Islam. So we have to acknowledge that this disease did exist in Islam. And Imam Hussein came to fight racism. And therefore in his camp, he had people of different colors, people of colors. John is one of them, Mawla Abi Dar al-Ghifari. Someone from Africa. Someone from the Roman Empire. Someone who was previously a Jew. Someone who was previously a Christian. Wahab. Someone who was previously Umayyad. Then the last minute he switched to the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Variety of leaders who saw the truth and they decided to follow the truth. They decided to put prejudice aside. Prejudice is destructive. This is the first lesson we learn from Imam Hussein. Put the prejudice aside. Follow the truth. Open your heart to the truth. Be a universal person. So this system, the system of Bani Umayyah, the regime of Bani Umayyah, was based on racism and a prejudice. The second is it was a despotic, totalitarian, authoritarian, autocratic regime. They used some butchers, they incorporated them to fight the people. People of Basra, people of Kufa, people of Yemen, people of Mecca, people of Medina. Yazid, within 3 years, my friend, within 3 years, the first year he murdered Imam Hussein, the second year he murdered the people of Medina, attacked Medina, the third year he attacked and murdered the people of Mecca. Only within 3 years. This is the achievement of Yazid ibn Muawiyah. And still there are some people who defend him based on bias. Because في قلوبهم مرض. في قلوبهم مرض. They can't attack the Prophet himself. So they attack the grandson of the Prophet. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. And then also it was a regime which was economically corrupt. Based on theft. Based on monopoly. This book says, لِكَيْ لَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. You have to circulate the wealth in the society. Don't allow some people to dominate the wealth and make a monopoly and deprive others. But this is exactly what Bani Umayyah did to the wealth of the Muslims. If you support them, if you side with them, if you kiss up to them, if you do madih, if you praise the caliph, you get your share. But if you are not with the regime, you are deprived. Not only you are deprived, you are chased, you are persecuted, you are tortured, you are killed, your house is being demolished. You know who established the punishment of the demolishment of the house of the opponents, which is happening in Israel now against the Palestinians? They destroy the homes of the Palestinians in Jerusalem, in the Holy Land. The first one who established this tradition was Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan when he was a caliph. He said, anyone that you know who sides with Ali, who is inclined toward Ali, اقطعوا عطاءه واحدموا عليه داره. Cut his salary, deprive him from money, from the treasury, from his share of the treasury. He has no share, and demolish his house. وَهْدِمُوا عَلَيْهِ دَارَ. This tradition started 1300 years ago by Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan. All the ills that you see today in the society, all the oppressions, we have examples of them in the history of Bani Umayyah and Bani al-Abbas. And now, my friends, on the eve of Ashura, we need Imam Hussein more than any other time. We need a leader like Imam Hussein. The message of Imam Hussein, the spirit of Imam Hussein, the voice of Imam Hussein, the courage of Imam Hussein, the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the sacrifice of Imam Hussein is very much needed. Today, the whole world is mired with corruption, with injustice, with oppression, with racism, with discrimination, with sufferings. We need a savior like Imam Hussein, a hero who can give his life, who can jolt the ummah, awakens the ummah. Yes, we need Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein is not history. Imam Hussein is the present and the future. He's not relegated to the history. He's not forgotten. Some people say enough is enough. You don't need to repeat Ashura every year. We do. Ashura is a remedy. Ashura is an inspiration. Ashura is a source of dignity for Islam. Islam without Ashura is zero and sub-zero. What would you do with an Islam which is disgraceful. Islam is, which is Islam of Bani Umayyah, which is based on authoritarianism, totalitarianism, dictatorship, despotism. Is this Islam? Are you proud of this Islam? But the Islam of Imam Hussein and Ahlul Bayt, the Islam of peace and mercy and forgiveness, the Islam that respects all Muslims, all non-Muslims, all believers, even non-believers, they have a place at the table. They are respected. This is the Islam of Ahlul Bayt. It's not based on bias. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَإِنَّ النَّاسَ صِنْفَانِ إِمَّا أَخٌ لَكَ فِي الدِّينِ أَوْ نَظِيرٌ لَكَ فِي الْخَلْقِ. You have to extend your heart and your love to all mankind. They are either your brothers and sisters in religion, or they are your counterparts and equals in creation. They have the same rights, just like you have. This is Imam Ali, and this is Imam Hussein, and those are Ahlul Bayt, and this is their leader, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا قَذَفَ فِي قَلْبِهِ حُبُّ الْحُسَيْنِ وَحُبُّ زِيَارَتِهِ. If God intends goodness for a person, he would cast into his heart the love of Imam Hussein and the love of the ziyarah, the visitation of Imam Hussein. It's an honor to love Imam Hussein. It's an honor and guidance to get to know Imam Hussein. I'm sorry for those who don't know Imam Hussein, because there are some Hindus, Buddhists, Jews, Christians who love Imam Hussein. They respect Imam Hussein. I was in India some years ago, and I myself passed through an intersection, Maidan intersection, a roundabout, which is named after Imam Hussein. And India is a Hindu majority country, but they acknowledge Imam Hussein, because Imam Hussein is a universal hero that came to inspire the entire world, Muslims and non-Muslims. It's a pity that there is a square, a Maidan, a roundabout, an important intersection in India named after Imam Hussein, but you don't have a street in Mecca or Medina named after Imam Hussein or Ahlul Bayt. It's a pity. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? It tells you that if God wants to deprive someone from goodness, he doesn't allow him to mention Imam Hussein, or to love Imam Hussein, or to follow Imam Hussein. Because Hussein alayhi salam is a gift from God. It's an honor from God. It's a promotion from God. And not all people deserve that promotion. Not all people deserve that promotion. Let me say, read a hadith of how the opponents of Imam Hussein, how are going to be treated on the Day of Judgment. This is the hadith in Biharul Anwar, volume 31, page 519. لأبي عبد أبو عبد الله عليه السلام. He says, Imam al-Sadiq, باب يدخل منه المشركون والكفار. The hellfire has 7 gates. One of it is for those who are rejectors of God, rejectors of justice, rejectors of the humanity. The other one, فهذا الباب يدخل فيه كل مشرك وكل كافر لا يؤمن بيوم الحساب. وهذا الباب الآخر الذي يدخل منه بنو أمية إنه هو لأبي سفيان ومعاوية وآل مروان خاصة يدخلون من ذلك الباب فتحطمهم النار حطما لا تسمع لهم فيها واعية ولا يحيون فيها ولا يموتون. Special gate, VIP gate for Bani Umayyah because they deserve it. ألم تر إلى الذين بدلوا نعمة الله كفرا. They exchanged the blessings, the gifts of God into ingratitude. وأحلوا قومهم دار البوار. And they caused their people to go into the abode of perdition and punishment and annihilation. So they deserve. God says about Pharaoh in this book, يقدم قومه يوم القيامة فأوردهم النار. Because he's a tyrant, tyrannical leader. He's going to lead his community into hellfire. So if Pharaoh is leading the Fara'ina, his people, his sect, into hellfire, Bani Umayyah are doing the same. They are going to lead those who follow them, those who praise them, those who are inspired by them, those who are proud of them. They're going to lead them into hellfire. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, what was his intention? Wasn't it nothing but goodness? إني لم أخرج أشرا ولا بطرا ولا ظالما ولا مفسدا. I have not risen as an arrogant, as someone who wants to commit mischief on the ground of wickedness or corruption or oppression. وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي محمد. My intention was إصلاح. Today we need إصلاح in our societies. Don't we need إصلاح in the Muslim countries? In Hijaz, in Yemen, in Syria, in Egypt, in Libya, in Iraq, in Pakistan, in North Africa, in Europe, in America, everywhere, in Canada, we need islah, reforms. This was the message of Imam Hussein, the leader of islah. Otherwise, Imam Hussein, he's dignified. He's Imam appointed by God. He doesn't need our votes. God has given him the vote of confidence. وَيُطَحِّرَكُمْ تَطْحِيرًا. We need Imam Hussein. He doesn't need us. This was his intention. وَإِنَّمَا خَرَجْتُ لِطَلَبِ الْإِصْلَاحِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِّي مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أريد أن آمر بالمعروف وأنهى عن المنكر. My intention is to bid for goodness and forbid evil. Every Muslim should follow Imam Hussein. And this is an invitation to all Muslims worldwide. If you don't recognize Hussein and if you don't follow Hussein, the tradition of Hussein, which is the continuation of the tradition of his grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, then you are a loser. And don't be a loser before it is too late. Pay your allegiance to Imam Hussein. I put this banner behind me, Hussein, because I believe in it. Not just mere tradition or customs. I believe in Ya Hussein. Because Hussein is my path and my way to the Prophet. And the Prophet is my path to God. And I get hold of Hussein in this life and in the hereafter. And I need Hussein every minute in my life. Hussein, Hujjatullah ta'ala ala al-ard, the slave of God, the servant of God, the friend of God, who gave himself for the sake of God. This is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And therefore, if we really seek victory in this life, we need to get hold of Hussein alayhi salam. Don't go after the wrong people. Don't listen to them. Listen to the voice of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein is going to lead you to God. Imam Hussein is going to lead you to justice. Imam Hussein is going to lead you to success in this life and in the hereafter. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaika wa anakhat birahlik. the eve of Ashura. It's a very difficult night. The Prophet is sad. Imam Ali is sad. Fatima al-Zahra is sad. Imam Hassan is sad. Imam al-Mahdi is sad. Ibrahim al-Khalil, the patriarch, is sad. Nuh is sad. Musa is sad. Isa is sad for the departure of Hussein, for the martyrdom of Hussein. As-salamu alayka ya waritha Adam as-safwatillah. As-salamu alayka ya waritha Nuh al-Nabiyillah. As-salamu alayka ya waritha Ibrahim khalilillah. As-salamu alayka ya waritha Musa kalimillah. As-salamu alayka ya waritha Isa ruhillah. As-salamu alayka ya waritha Muhammadin habibillah. السلام عليك يا وارث أمير المؤمنين ولي الله السلام عليك يا ابن محمد المصطفى السلام عليك يا ابن علي المرتضى السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء السلام عليك يا ابن خديجة الكبرى السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور We stand with Hussein. We need Hussein. We are the servants of Hussein. Until the last breath in my soul, I consider myself to be the servant of Hussein, the slave of Hussein. Abduka wabnu abdika wabnu amatik. And I emphasize this. I am his servant. I am the son of the servant of Imam Hussein from my father's side and my mother's side. And this is an accolade for me. This is a source of pride for me to be the servant of Imam Hussein. And my title is Khadim al-Hussein, nothing but the servant of Hussein, alayhi salam. Salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaika wa anakhat birahlik alaykum minni jami'an salamullahi abadan ma baqit wa baqiya al-layl wal-nahar wa la ja'alahu Allahu akhir al-ahdi minni. لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته وعظم الله أجوركم My condolences to all of you, my brothers and sisters worldwide for the tragic day of Ashura. صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين